Good morning and welcome to the Heart of Christ Church, where we know God is good.
All the time.
And what a day it is. I am telling you, this holiday weekend, I pray that you're all having a good time. Of course, here we know it's a little wet today. But you know what? You got to take the water with the sunshine, right? Because water and sunshine makes things grow. Just a lot of sunshine can hurt things. So we're going to take the water and take a reprieve today. How many people need a break from their long weekend holiday? Well, that's what we're going to get. And for you folks out there on internet land, God bless you. We are so glad to have you here with us live, streaming right to you. And we are going to get into a new word today. We're going to be looking at truth and lies, provider, protector, or deceiver, destroyer. And we need to think about some real things that are going on in our world. They've been going on for a long time, all right? This is nothing new. God says nothing is affecting us other so than what is common to man, all right? We need to understand that. But things are ratcheting up, and I want us to understand what's going on. Because we're going to talk about these truths and lies that have been in existence almost simultaneously as long as man has been on earth. And both still exist today. It's hard to believe that lies still exist in a world where people are supposed to be so good. But I swear that there are times when it seems like the lies outweigh the truth. Can I get an amen? So today, we are going to look at that reality. And one of the things that scares me is the fact that in our society today, there are many that will say there is no such thing as absolute truth. I laugh every time I hear that. It just makes me laugh because the very statement denies its own premise. You cannot make an absolute about an absolute, a non-absolute about an absolute. You know, that's like saying, hey, there is no absolute truth. Believe me, I'm telling you the truth, because that's exactly what they just did. All right? So the statement proves itself that, yes, there are absolutes. And truth is one of those things that is an absolute. So we need to remember when we're told, well, what is truth, okay? How long has that question been around? We know Pilate asked it, but you know as long as men have been around, that question has been here also. What is truth? Which tells me lies have a lot of weight and have for a long time. It also tells me that how easy is it to be duped by a lie? Very easy. So we need to understand and we need to walk further into this thing and seek it out, search it out. What is holding us to these lies? What is the problem that is going on? And that's what we're here today to discuss. What is happening and why is it happening? What is going on with this struggle with truth and lies? And how do we, the church, how do Christians deal with it? Okay? And I think it's amazing because how do most of us deal with truth and lies? We seek the truth and we tell lies. Think about it. How many of you want to raise your hand and say, that's me? But how many of us really know that in some aspects it is? Okay? I think it's funny, and I'm going to upset some people right now, but I think it's funny because, you know, how many churches promote the Easter Bunny? I'm sorry, but Easter has nothing to do with a fuzzy pink bunny. How many churches out there, and boy, I'm going to tell you right now, there's going to be some folks that are going to be very upset with me. How many people, how many churches out there have this little fat man in a red suit with white trim running around on Christmas? He ain't got nothing to do with Christmas. But yet in the church, these are the things that we do. So today we're going to talk about, yeah, I got you all quiet now. It's like, oh man, pastor's talking, he's telling our dirty laundry. Now, we know here the Easter Bunny ain't got nothing to do with this facility. And I pray he doesn't have anything to do with the church. Notice I said facility, okay? But the church meets in the facility. And I need you to think about how you celebrate Easter, how you celebrate Christmas, all right? And I think it's funny because we need to look at truth. We need to understand where some of this stuff has come from. So in order to do that, we need to go all the way back to the beginning. Turn in your Bibles to the book of Genesis in the third chapter. We are going back. We are going back. This is just after creation, folks. Just after creation. And here we are confronted with some very real things happening right after the beginning. I mean, we're not talking thousands of years. We're not talking hundreds of years. I'm talking weeks, within weeks of the beginning. This is what we read. And it says to us from the third chapter, beginning in the first through the seventh verse, "Now the serpent was more crafty than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said to the woman, 'Indeed, has God said you shall not eat from any tree of the garden?' And the woman said to the serpent, 'From the fruit of the trees of the garden we may eat. But from the fruit of the tree which is in the middle of the garden, God has said, you shall not eat from it or touch it, or you will die.' The serpent said to the woman, 'You surely will not die. For God knows that in the day you eat from it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil.' When the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was a delight to the eyes, and that the tree was desirable to make one wise, she took from its fruit and ate. And she gave also to her husband with her, and he ate. Then the eyes of both of them were opened, and they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves loincloths." Brothers and sisters, right there is the story of the first lie. Now, is that the whole story? No, we're going to get back to it here in just a little bit. But that's the first lie. That is the first lie on physical earth, okay? There was a lie told before that, and I'm not going to get into that because that was a spiritual lie. That was a supernatural lie in heaven, and that's where sin began, okay? But this is the first one perpetuated towards men. And what did men do with it? What happened when this first lie came into existence? They rebelled against God. Because God did tell them, do not eat from the tree in the middle of the garden, the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Do not eat from it, for when you do, you will surely die. In other words, God wanted us to stay in innocence, trusting Him, trusting His judgments for us. But our great, 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 great exponential grandparents listened to a serpent who told them this lie: you will be like God. Every lie from that point in time until now has carried that weight. And I want you to understand what I mean by that. It's the weight of power. It's the weight of position. It's the weight of authority. And those things control people's hearts and minds. Because if we can control the masses, I can get them to do anything I want, and I can have anything I want. And that's exactly where Satan was. in all of this. But I want us to understand that that first lie had a ripple effect. All lies have a ripple effect. How many of you have to, when, you know, and I'm not looking at any one person, so I'm looking at a camera because I know I'm not looking at any one person. How many of us who tell lies have to remember who we told what? Ripple effect. What was the ripple effect of this first lie? How did it affect down through the ages? Well, I'm going to tell you right now, it didn't take but a few minutes and it was already a tidal wave. What do I mean? Let's read on. From verse 8 to 12. It says, they heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And the man and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. Then the Lord God called to the man and said to him, where are you? He said, I heard the sound of you in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, so I hid myself. And he said, who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten from the tree of which I commanded you not to eat? Now, I want to hold there just for a second. What did he ask Adam? Look at the question, okay? Who told you that you were naked? In other words, he had no idea what naked was. God knew that. In that statement, he's telling him, I know that you ate from the tree. Because it's the only way that you would have understood it. Was to have gained the knowledge of good and evil. You are no longer in innocence, for now you lust. Do you see it? Am I making it up? No, I am not. It is the truth. And truth and lies is what we're going to see throughout all of this. And then he asked him a second question. Have you eaten from the tree of which I commanded you not to eat? Now let's look at Adam's answer. From verse 12. The man said, the woman whom you gave me, the woman whom you gave to be with me, she gave me from the tree and I ate. What did God ask Adam? Did you eat of the tree? What did Adam do? Not just his wife, he threw God under the bus. It's that woman you gave me. What did Adam do? Adam was asked first. Why? Because Adam had the headship on earth. He was the image of God on earth. He was supposed to be the one in authority. And he passed his authority right down to his wife. Women, why do you think you want to rule over your husband? Here it is. Because the authority of man was given to you for a moment. Watch what happens here now. Don't get heady. Okay? Because you're no better than we. Because here Adam is, blaming God and blaming Eve, rather than saying, yes, I ate. I wonder what would have happened if Adam would have said, yes, forgive me. I wonder what would have happened. But the first lie led to a second lie. And that lie was one of, you know, how many of us tell little white lies? Well, you know, what's the harm in Santa Claus? What's the harm in Easter bunnies, Pastor? Because, you know, till they're 8 or 9, we'll tell them the truth. Oh, yeah, then they know it's okay to lie if it's something that is, right? Because that's exactly what we're doing. We're teaching our kids to lie. We're teaching them to lie. Started all the way back here. Because all this was an excuse. How many of you have counseled with Pastor? And for those of you who are out there, I counsel this all the time. Excuses, excuses, excuses. I asked you, did you? I did not ask you to tell me, what do you want me to know to get your fat out of the frying pan? Yeah, there you go. But there's that big word, but. And then we give an excuse, right? That's exactly what Adam did. Tried to pass the buck, and that is a lie. He should have said, yes, I did. But he said, oh, but it's that woman's fault. Wait a minute. Were you there, Adam? Did you see what was going on, Adam? Did you understand what was happening, Adam? Yes, he did. He was the one who was given the authority. He was the one who was given that word directly from God, and he passed it down to Eve. What happened next? Verse 13. Then the Lord God said to the woman, what is this you have done? And the woman said, the serpent deceived me, and I ate. Again, Eve lies. She could have said yes and ended it there. And guys, I'm going to tell you right now, we'd have been under the headship of women all the rest of the days of our lives. What? You need to understand Hebraic culture. Once you have passed off your authority, that person in authority has it. Why do you think when we read the books of the Bible, when we read the account of Isaac giving his brother his birthright, that he also then got the blessing? Esau. I'm sorry, I said Isaac, didn't I? I meant Esau, but I said Isaac, and I didn't realize that until it was like, whoa. And we need to understand these things are truth. This is where it comes, because we find ourselves walking in truth and lies all the time. Truth and lies. We know the truth, but we try to buffer it with a lie. We try to get out of our own actions with a lie. And I want you to understand that here Eve passes it down to the serpent, okay? I cannot imagine, Satan saying a word. Look what it says in the scriptures here. Now, I don't have this up for Pete, but it says, the Lord God said to the serpent, because you have done this, cursed are you more than all the cattle and more than all the beasts of the field, et cetera, et cetera. Did God even ask the serpent anything? Who was the first one to be cursed? The serpent. The serpent. Why? Because that's where the authority fell now. You see, when God was speaking, the man talked, the woman talked, the serpent never spoke. Wait a minute. Didn't the serpent speak to Eve? And Adam was there and he heard it. So why didn't the serpent speak to God? Because the serpent held his authority, because it had been passed down to him. It's what he wanted all along. He wanted the authority over us. Until that point in time, he had no authority over us. He had authority over the earth, but he had no authority over us. For we were yet alive in Christ. But as soon as this happened, we fell into sin. And now we pass that authority right down to Satan. We gave it to him. Who gave it to him? We did. Our great, 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 great grandparents. And from that day till this, we continue to hand it to him. And we need to remember that. There are truth and there are lies. And brothers and sisters, some of these truths are not good. But the battle that we are fighting, the battle for this truth and the battle for these lies began a long time ago. And the story has not changed. The story continues just as it is. Every time we turn around, lies are being used as a means to an end for personal gain. All right? It happens constantly. But I want us to remember something else happened here, and it's the reason for the second half of our sermon title, Provider, Protector, Deceiver, Destroyer. Adam was given by God the role of provider, protector for all of the earth, and he failed. He failed to provide. He failed to protect. And he had the power to do so, for he was the full image of God. I want you to think about something. He was created as Christ was. You and I need to realize that Jesus, when he was brought forth from the womb, is the same form, minus a belly button, of Adam. Adam didn't have a belly button because he didn't come through his mother. I don't know that. Come on, give me a break. People are like, oh, wow. You know. Man, I'll tell you, preachers can really lead you astray. You got to watch those guys. We have to stick to the Word because the Word is truth, and man's opinions are often lies. The Word is truth, and that's what we're told. Adam was given this, and he handed it over to Satan. First, he handed it over to Eve. Man, that's what I said. Ladies, why didn't you hang on to it? All you had to say was, yes, forgive me. Think about that. But we have a condition. It's called fallen. It's called fallen. It's called broken. We need to note, Satan didn't speak before God. But since that day, he has been speaking before God. He has been accusing the brethren of everything and anything. And yet, we hear God's truth resounding from heaven again and again and again. And yet, the lies of mankind, the lies of Satan are constantly going up. We see them in our world. All we have to do is turn on the television. We're following science. I just saw a video yesterday, and it was about 20 minutes long. And this was about a gentleman who's been the head of this pandemic stuff since it's been going on. May we call him the author and creator of it? I think you all know who I'm talking about now. In the beginning, he said, oh, no, you know, we won't need masks. We won't, you know, we'll be fine, you know, and you know, just, you know, and then also, oh, yeah, we need a mask. Not just one, we need two. We might need three. Then we're going to get the shots, you know. Oh, no, you don't need to worry about it. Nope. It'll take care of everything, wipe it all out, blah, 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 blah. And then all it just this stuff just kept changing. Yes, no, yes, no, yes, no, yes, no. And we saw it all the way out to the end where now here we are, and they're telling us that, you know, this new variant, you know, we're going to have to wear masks, and we're going to have to get three or four booster shots and da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And if you don't believe me that I've been following the science, well, then you just aren't real. And I'm thinking, what? You told us we didn't need it here. Science says no. Now you're telling us we not only need one, but we need a booster every 3 months. And we're also being told by the CDC that if you get the shot, it takes your natural immunity away. I'm tired of the lies. I'm tired of the lies. I don't care if you get the shot. Okay? I'm going to tell you right now, they don't work. How do I know that? Isn't it amazing how God works things into my life? Noelle has COVID. Noelle's the only one in my family who's been double vaccinated. I was in Noelle's presence on Monday and on Wednesday. So was my wife. Yesterday, we spent $270 to find out we don't have it. Praise Jesus. And I don't mean that facetiously, because I don't want it. Right now, I could really get on a kick about everything that's going on and all the people that are lying to us, from Afghanistan to the border through the vaccine. Lies are all around us, folks. They really are. But we have to determine, are we going to walk in truth, or are we going to hold to these lies, and are we going to let this stuff overpower us? I want you to think about it. The deceiver, destroyer has authority. Can you see how that authority has changed our world? It is not a place of good anymore. It is a place of evil, and we're told it's good. I am so tired and fed up as a pastor. I hear people telling me, oh, what the pastor told me? I'm created in the image of God. Therefore, my trisexuality is the way I was supposed to be. Ah, wrong chicken. You are no longer the image of God. As soon as sin entered into the equation, the Bible tells us from the very words that we read in the 5th chapter of Genesis that we are no longer the image of God, but we are the image of fallen Adam. Get it right. Get it right. I'm telling you, pastors are making me sick because they lie too. Oh, but we want everybody to feel good. I don't care if you feel good. What I care about is, are you going to heaven? Do you know the truth? The truth will set you free. Guess what? It also hurts a little bit because it corrects us. Can I get an amen? Look in your Bibles, if you would, to John in chapter 8. John in chapter 8. We're going to the Gospels now. I got 6 minutes and 50 seconds and half a sermon left. John chapter 8. My dear brethren, 42nd verse. This is the Lord Jesus talking to us. These words are important to me. The whole of God's word is important to me. It really is. But when I think about this truth and lies, when I think about what's going on, what is happening, God himself tells us what's happening. Jesus said to them, if God were your father, from verse 42, if God were your father, you would love me. For I proceeded forth and have come from God. For I have not even come on my own initiative, but he sent me. Why do you not understand what I am saying? It is because you cannot hear my word. Did you get that? You cannot hear my word. Why do you not understand? You cannot hear my word. Hold on to that. You are of your father the devil, and you want to do the desires of your father. He was a murderer from the beginning. What's he talking about? He brought forth death all the way back in the garden. He was a murderer from the beginning and does not stand in the truth because there is no truth in him. Whenever he speaks a lie, he speaks from his own nature, for he is a liar and the father of lies. But because I speak the truth, you do not believe me. Which one of you convicts me of sin? If I speak truth, why do you not believe me? He who is of God hears the words of God. For this reason, you do not hear them because you are not of God. What did he just say? You do not hear truth because you are not of God. That's his words. That's not mine. That's his words. All right? There is a reason that this world listens to lies. Because whenever truth is spoken to them, they cannot accept it. The world cannot accept it. People outside of Jesus Christ cannot accept the truth. Why? Because they can't even hear it. It makes no sense to them. Because it does not march to their agenda. They cannot bend it to themselves. You and I need to understand, truth is absolute. And when we walk in the absolute truth of Jesus Christ, it is a straight and narrow path. Amen? There is much grace. There is much grace. There is much grace. And you all need to understand that, because I know just how strong the grace of God is. Can you say that? I know just how strong the grace of God is. Because how many of us need that grace every day? We had a bad thought. How many of us were angry sometime during this week? How many of us had that thought, man, I'd just like to punch that guy in the snoot? That happens to me a lot, especially when I'm behind the driving wheel. Praise God, I'm scared of these people, because today they may pull a gun on you. I mean, it's amazing to me. We have got to understand, when we are walking with God, we are understanding truth. We are hearing truth. Why? Because the truth is in us. But without the truth in us, we can't even hear it. And that's what's happening in our world today. Our world is so lost because they lost the position of the image of God. They lost the position of authority over the earth. And look at what they're trying to do. Oh, climate change. There's a lie for you. Climate change. Okay? And there are so many people out there that I talk to as a pastor, and they're like, oh, yeah, but you don't understand. Oh, no, I understand. Yeah, they want solar panels on my roof. They want, it's all about money, people. If you don't think it's all about money, why isn't all this stuff free? Well, it is if we're in the agenda. I can stay home and get an unemployment check. If you folks out there on the internet would have just seen the eyes that rolled at me, that was amazing. Because we all get it, don't we? No, I'm not getting it. I don't get a check in the mail. I got to work for mine. And so should you. Amen? That's the truth. God deplores a sluggard. We need to walk in truth. And truth is offensive because it shows us our true state, which is death. We are dead spiritually, separated from God. But is that where God left us? Oh, the love of God is greater still than any tongue can confess. You know, we sing that song, and it just blows my mind. If the sky were a parchment and the ocean the ink, we would drain the ocean and never run out of sky to write the goodness and the grace of God our Father. Amen. Today, I want you to think about where we are. I ran out of time. And I'm going to let you hang in right here. Because here's the reality. I need you to be thinking about truth and lie. I knew we were going to run out of time. I was hoping it would be right here. Because I want you to think about the truth and the lies that are in your life right now. I want you to begin to process where you are. How many lies are you yourselves believing and allowing to influence you? And will you hear His truth? God does say, thou shalt not. Pray with me. Father God, we thank You for this day. And we thank You that You bring us to a place where in Christ Jesus we can hear truth. But Lord, that means we have to apply it. Because now we're accountable to it. So Father, help us right now as we go through this week to sift our lives. Truth and lies. That we may walk in the truth and we may cast out the lies. Because Lord, when we get back together in a week, we're going to be looking, actually it'll be 2 weeks. We're going to be looking at just where Your word is, Lord. And who we are accountable to. And that You restore us to where we're supposed to be. Father God, love these people. Love the hearers of Your word. Empower them in truth. And may they see the lies and cast them out. In Christ Jesus. Amen.
You have been listening to a Bible teaching from the Heart of Christ Church. You can find us on the web at www.theheartofchristchurch.com. If you have found benefit in listening to this message, you can send us an email from our contact page, or if you would like to donate or write to us, do so at P.O. Box 1011, Quentin, PA 17083.